Top Vatican cardinal charged with sex abuse.
I'm innocent of these charges.
TSA toughens rules on international flights.
New measures to keep the traveling public safe.
The iPhone turns 10.
I feel naked without it. Gotta have my phone.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a key advisor to Pope Francis has been charged with child sex abuse. 76-year-old Cardinal George Pell, accused for years of mishandling clergy abuse, says it's part of a relentless character assassination.
I have been completely consistent and clear in my total rejection of these allegations.
CBS's Seth Doan is at the Vatican.
He is the top Catholic official ever to face such serious sex abuse charges. The Cardinal says that Pope Francis is granting him leave to return to Australia to face these charges. Some are saying, look, the Vatican always tends to be a conservative, conciliatory in their speech. It is very likely that the Pope has forced Cardinal Pell to leave to face these charges.
Well, just days after the U.S. Supreme Court gave the go-ahead, parts of President Trump's six-nation travel ban take effect today. CBS's Gary Nunn.
The reinstated travel ban's raising questions and generating controversy. Dave Ray of the Federation for Immigration Reform contends,
this is not a Muslim ban. It never was a Muslim ban.
Immigration rights attorney Fred Sow questions what may happen when travelers actually present their required documents.
Is that going to be honored by the immigration inspectors at the airports or at the border?
The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the ban in October.
When it comes to international air travel to the United States for anyone, things are about to change.
It is time that we raise the global baseline of aviation security.
Homeland Security Chief John Kelly announcing the rollout of new rules. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Among the changes, enhancing overall passenger screening, increasing security protocols around aircraft and in passenger areas, expanding the use of bomb-detecting dogs, and perhaps most importantly, heightened screening of personal electronic devices.
If airlines and airports don't comply, a total ban on electronics could be next, and compliance could bring an end to the ban on laptops and other large electronics from 10 airports in the Mideast and Africa. Well, Donald Trump's been in office just over 5 months, and already a re-election effort seems to be taking shape. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
He was inaugurated 161 days ago, but last night, hundreds of well-heeled donors gathered at Mr. Trump's hotel just a few blocks from the White House, paying $35,000 a head to hear the president speak at a campaign fundraiser. Yesterday, I asked Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Is he running for re-election?
Of course he's running for re-election. I think it would be, but right now he's focused on his agenda, focused on the midterms. That'll be the first election. He's raising money for the party.
One GOP official said the event brought in roughly $10 million to be shared by the RNC and the Trump campaign. Steve?
Now to eastern Iowa, where tornadoes did damage to homes, barns, and crops and left one person hurt. Doris Beeson saw one near the Linn County Fair.
It happened so quick, and they always say it makes a roar sound. There was no sound. It was just upon us.
About 3,000 homes in northern Arizona are at risk as a wildfire spreads. In southern Utah, high winds are pushing a fire that's destroyed 13 homes. Overseas, Iraqi forces say they've taken control of the historic mosque in Mosul that was destroyed by ISIS. It's where the leader of the terror group made his only known public appearance 3 years ago. It's everywhere now, but 10 years ago today, the very first iPhone came out. Here's CBS's Peter King.
It's the sound we first heard 10 years ago today.
We are calling it iPhone.
Apple's Steve Jobs making the announcement nearly 6 months earlier. There were long lines at Apple stores for a revolutionary product that cost hundreds of dollars. CNET Scott Stein says it was far from perfect.
At first, the iPhone really didn't have a fast internet connection. It was behind the other phones with Edge. So it really wasn't meant to play videos, and it couldn't record videos.
That, of course, changed as the iPhone grew in capability and size. Apple says it sold 1 billion iPhones in the past decade. Anyone who has one never wants to be without it.
I use it for absolutely everything.
Even if it is sometimes still a mystery.
Sometimes I have to ask my nephew for help.
Well, the families of two California teens who committed suicide are the latest to raise questions about a controversial Netflix series. CBS's John Blackstone.
I look at Belle's picture and I say, I miss you, baby.
John Herndon and Peter Chu understand what each has lost. Herndon's daughter Bella and Chu's niece Priscilla, both 15 years old, committed suicide in April, and both had just finished watching the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why.
My Bella did suffer from depression.
I started reading about the signs a little too late.
The series shows the lead character, Hannah, taking her life after leaving audio tapes describing the 13 Reasons Why.
So Netflix is showing children how to commit suicide.
That is totally irresponsible.
This show is as real as it possibly could get.
13 Reasons Why executive producer Selena Gomez defended the show for a teenage audience.
It hits a very important part in me, and I think this is what they need to see.
Clinical psychologist David Swanson does not believe the show can trigger a suicide.
Anxiety, depression, and huge life stressors are the triggers.
Herndon and Chu aren't planning any legal action, but Herndon says he'd like to meet with Netflix to convince the network to stop showing the first season and cancel plans for season two.
Well, safe is the call after a major league umpire got involved and stopped a woman from jumping off Pittsburgh's Roberto Clemente Bridge. 32-year-old John Tumpain says he acted on pure instinct when he grabbed onto her after she hopped over a railing. Others then did too, and someone else called for help. In early December 1969, this song was a number one smash. Steam was the name of the group. The singer and co-writer of that song, Gary DiCarlo, has died of cancer. He was 75. The people behind the Oscars are taking some new steps to revamp the voting process.
The Motion Picture Academy is about to increase both in number and diversity. 774 members of the industry, actors, actresses, and others behind the camera, have been invited to join. 39% of those invited are women, 30% are people of color. This all comes 2 years after the highly publicized Oscar So White campaign, which complained about the Academy's racial makeup. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In Orlando, a family of tourists turned to a Craigslist ad to buy 13 Disney World tickets, price tag $1,000. When they got to the park, they couldn't get in. The tickets were expired. Police got involved and arrested a 19-year-old man who didn't have the money for bond and is in jail. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.